Much has been made about the great divide between Chicago and the rural parts of the state of Illinois. I want to be clear that everyone in my district understands the importance of Chicago, not just to the state, but to the nation and to the world. Yes, certainly there is a deep ideological divide between the people in my district and the city of Chicago leaders on many issues, but there is a recognition by everyone, regardless of party affiliation, that a strong and healthy Chicago is good for Illinois and the nation as a whole. Not only is Chicago an international hub for business, but millions of people visit the Windy City every year, and these tourism dollars are vital to our state. We all want Chicago to succeed. Unfortunately, what we've heard today does not inspire confidence that Chicago is moving in the right direction. The mayor-elect has an opportunity to lead on these issues like crime and taxes, but he has shown an unwillingness to embrace the policies that changes that are needed. His speech today was nothing more than more of the same. Imagine being a Missouri resident contemplating visiting Chicago and seeing what has happened on Michigan Avenue. People do not want to visit places where they may get mugged or beaten. Many of the victims of these crimes were tourists in the city of Chicago. Brandon Johnson has no plan and no vision to reduce crime or to make Chicago safer. Doing defund the police differently is still defunding the police. It's a failing approach that will further erode a once great city. Chicago needs real leadership and not more radicalism. Mayor-elect Johnson praised the Chicago, Illinois progressive Marxists. He laid out a progressive Marxist wish list and a roadmap that is showing Illinois citizens the way out to Texas, Tennessee, Florida, and many other low or no tax and low regulation states. Many Illinois citizens have decided that living next to a gypstack or a phosphate mine in Florida to be less toxic than living in the state of Illinois.